two fishermen walk up to a rabbi. That sounds like the beginning of some corny joke, doesn't it? But it really happened. So this day begins in the same way as the previous. John the Baptist is with two of his disciples, and he spots Jesus. And perhaps in utter amazement, not even realizing that he's speaking out loud, John the Baptist says, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Whether or not John the Baptist intended for his disciples to hear him, they did, and they immediately started trailing Jesus. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. John chapter 1, verse 35 says, "The next day again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God.' The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus." So John the Apostle is doing something even more dramatic in this text than just letting us know that two guys started following Jesus. In verses 35 through 51, John the Apostle gives us seven different names or titles of who Jesus is. Notice them with me. In verse 35, Jesus is called the Lamb of God. He's called Rabbi in verse 38, the Messiah in verse 41, the focus of the Mosaic Law in verse 45, the focus of the writings of the prophets in verse 45, Jesus of Nazareth, verse 45, Son of God, verse 49, the King of Israel, and the Son of Man in verse 51. Add to this list the names and titles and descriptions that we've heard in the first chapter. Jesus is referred to as the Word, the Creator, the Light, the Life, Grace and Truth, the only God. And when you add all of these together, you walk away with quite a magnificent person that the author has built up. Listen to some of these again and try to grasp the magnitude of what's being said, that Jesus is the Creator, Son of God, King of Israel. And yet, here, this person is in our text, this Jesus, with mere men becoming his followers. Remember, the prestigious religious men do not want anything to do with Jesus. It's the fishermen that he is attracting. And what we're seeing is that this is King who is not just to be feared, but he is one to be followed by the weakest of humans. Jesus lets you follow him. He's not private. He doesn't sit up in the luxury suites away from all the people. He could be followed and watched. You could sit next to him at the dinner table and carry on a conversation. This one whom John the Baptist has presented as the all-powerful, all-glorious, majestic one allows you to come and see for yourself who he is. And so do you see what John the Apostle is doing here? He is ascribing all of these wonderful and over-the-top and true titles to Jesus. And he's also saying this one, this Messiah, the King, he can be followed. And true followers grasp this. They understand, even if it's just a little bit, the overwhelming privilege of being able to follow Christ and discover who he truly is. Today, please pray for Adam Batarse, our missionary in Florida. And also remember the Swahili LifeWord broadcast in Tanzania, Kenya, Rwanda, and Burundi.